Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One day I was in the coffee shop and I was engaged in a conversation with a man I didn't know. When I found it a severe challenge to even like this man, the more the conversation rolled on, the more I listened to him talk, the more I realized how much I actually did know him. The more his mouth ran on and on, the more I knew all of his stuff because he was laying it all out there right for me to see. We never even introduced ourselves as the conversation began over a book he was reading. It was just one of those times where you just fall into a conversation with another person for reasons that might not be clear at the time. Our conversation was about U.S. presidents in the early years of American history when I mentioned a person who, hands down, is an expert on the topic. While the man made an ugly comment about the expert's past that was completely unforgiving and unmerciful in an attempt to discredit the expert. Well, without naming the expert, because I don't want to send a ton of negative, unforgiving energy their way, I said to the man, haven't we forgiven that person? I mean, that had nothing to do with the person's expertise, not to mention that was a long time ago. Are you still there? Well, interestingly enough, the man climbed right over my statement as if I had said nothing. It was clear he was not ready to go deep, and I tend to be very deep about everything. The mere mention of the expert's name revealed an incredibly unforgiving and unmerciful side to this man. He couldn't have been more unattractive. I have a natural forgiving and merciful spirit where it can be a stretch for me to even remember I was even angry 10 minutes ago. As this man continued to rattle on, I thought, wow, if he will not forgive someone he doesn't even know, who did nothing to him, then what must his life be like when someone who he does know hurts him? Further, if you make it okay to throw a person's past in their face, thereby withholding your forgiveness and mercy, then it must be okay to do the same to you. What if your worst stuff, think about it, think about your worst stuff, the ugly, nasty stuff. What if that stuff was held over your head day after day by people you didn't even know? Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.